It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Live coverage of the Twin Valley League Tournament coming here down in Washington, Kansas, Washington High School here on 92.1 at KMZA. I'm Crittenden Prophet back in studio. Bobby here by the MSC Sports Radio Network. We got our first matchup coming up here between the Centralia Panthers and the Blue Valley Randolph Rams. Blue Valley, a team of Class 1A Division 2. The Centralia Panthers, a Class 1A Division 1 team. The number 5 seed in this tournament, the Blue Valley Randolph Rams, the number 8 seed. But, man, they have been on quite the tear here in this tournament, taking down the Frankfort Wildcats 39-29. But the most impressive thing for them is beating the Hanover Wildcats 56-55. It is the first time beating Hanover in over 15-plus years. Same storyline here against the Centralia Panthers. It's also been 15-plus years since this Blue Valley Randolph girls team has taken a win against the Centralia girls team that is led by this season Dusty Thompson, his fourth year here with the team. We'll talk more about this matchup, but again, we got a great slate of games today. Everything moved up to today due to some potential incoming snowstorm and weather over the weekend. So everything from Saturday is on Friday, and Friday now here on Thursday. So originally we were only doing our boys game, which was slated originally at 7:30 p.m., but it's been moved up to 6 p.m., and at 7:30 p.m. we'll have Axel versus Lynn girls as our last game of the night. So first up, we'll have Centralia Blue Valley Randolph girls. Winner will go to the first place championship match, and then we'll go over to our only boys game of the evening, Donovan West boys against the Axel Eagle boys. Right after that, we'll then go to the other side girls semifinal, Axel versus Lynn, and the winner of that game also to move on to the first place match. So winners going to the first place match here today. Losers will go to the third place match. We'll have all the coverage also there tomorrow on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Real quick, step aside for 3 minutes. We'll come back. Our first matchup, we'll dive into it. It's the Centralia Panthers taking on the Blue Valley Randolph Rams.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way with help from Rainbow.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Local family-owned and operated since 1926, Wankland Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wankland for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wankland Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wankland Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019. Helmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 26th through February 4th. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters, plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Helmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. Save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 26th through February 4th. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Helmer's Repair in Centralia and online at helmersrepair.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on MSC Sports Radio Network. You're dialed at 92.1 KMZA for Twin Valley League tournament coverage. Again, everything has been bumped up a day. Originally, we were only going to have one game today, but, you know, we decided let's get three games here in the action. We've already had so much fun here at the Twin Valley League tournament. Again, everything's kind of getting moved up because of the potential winter storm coming in over the weekend, Friday and Saturday. So to keep everybody safe and, of course, warm more so, getting everything moved up. So today's matchups, our first one, Centralia Blue Valley Girls, coming up here in about 5 minutes, 8 seconds, leading you all the way up to the tip-off here on 92.1 KMZA. After this matchup, we'll then have the Donovan West Boys and Axel Eagle Boys, the 3-seed in Donovan West and the 2-seed in the Axel Eagle Boys. After that, we'll continue coverage for Axel, as we'll have the Axel Eagle Girls, the number 6-seed, as they take on the number 2-seed, the Lynn Bulldogs. So we got the two matchups for the semifinals for the girls. Winners will go to the first place match. Losers will go to the third place match. Same thing there for the boys. We only got one boys game. On the other side, it was Clifton, Clyde, and Hanover. They were the first team that played today. Hanover swept easily there over Clifton, Clyde. So winner of Donovan West and Axel will get Hanover, the number one ranked team of this tournament and of Class 1A Division 2, whereas the loser will take on Clifton, Clyde in the third place match. Real quick, before we dive into our girls matchup, let's go through all of our TVL tournament sponsors who make this coverage possible. A shout out to M&O Auto Parts, Blue Valley Technologies, Cook and Company, Winklin Oil Company, Elmer's Repair, First National Bank, Frankfort, Highland Community College, SBS Insurance, Medina State Bank and the Bank of Highland, Bruna Implement, B&D Buildings, Onega Pharmacy, Helena Agra Enterprises, Community Healthcare Systems, Farmer State Bank Onega, Hiawatha Implement, Midwest Crop Insurance Seneca, and First Heritage Bank. Well, I think it's only fair if we kind of caught everybody up to speed here in the Twin Valley Tournament. What's kind of gone on? What kind of crazy happenings we've already have up to this point? And it's been crazy. This is by far one of the most chaotic years it has been at the Twin Valley Tournament in terms for teams that haven't been up to this point, haven't been to the semifinal in some time. I mean, you got Axel Eagle Girls who are here in this semifinal. This is the first chance being in a semifinal since back in 2015, which they went on to finish third place. They have never won the Twin Valley League Championship. They'd have a chance to do so today, as, again, we'll have that coverage against Lynn a little later in the day for that semifinal. Of course, we had Centralia last year who came away with a dominating victory in the TVL Championship last year over the Hanover Wildcats. Blue Valley Randolph, they're on the most chaotic run so far. They beat Frankfort by 10 in the first round as the number 8 seed, taking down the number 9. And then they went on and took on the Hanover Wildcats. And once they won by 1 point, 56-55, the first time getting a victory over the Hanover Wildcats since 2010, an incredible victory for Blue Valley, and in the first year for under first-year head coach Quentin Cravens, the first-year head coach ever, he was able to take down the first number one ranked team in Class 1A Division 2, the Hanover Wildcats. So an incredible accomplishment from head coach Quentin Cravens, and you kind of piggyback off of that. Not only has it been since 2010, since the last time Blue Valley beat Hanover, and they got that done just on Monday. Centralia, kind of a similar story. It's been over 17-plus years since Blue Valley girls have beaten the Centralia Panther girls. This has been a Centralia team that has been dominant year in, year out. Last year, they had the 26-0 perfect season, 10-0 sweep in the Twin Valley League play. Right now, this season, they're off to a 3-1 start in the TVL play, 9-2 on the year. Their only loss in TVL play came against Valley Heights, 62-54. And, you know, a big reason kind of for that loss, or kind of for the hiccup that was the first four or five games of the season for Centralia, is that they had a couple players out, and more so, Taba Gibbs. Gibbs has only played 7 games so far this season. She's a first-team all-leaguer. Last year, she was averaging 12 points, 8 rebounds a game. Again, she missed the first 4 games of the season in that stretch that Centralia lost those 2 games against Silver Lake and Valley Heights. She's back in action. She's back with it here for the Centralia team, averaging nearly 15 points a game with 103 points scored in just 7 games played so far this season. So, again, you look at it, a Centralia team that is ready and rear to go for a great and huge TVL run. Hanover's already knocked out of the bracket. You take down Blue Valley, you get a chance to head to the TVL championship again. So, an incredible Twin Valley League tournament so far. The action continues right here. We're getting ready for starters on the floor for both sides. Centralia Panthers, they're led by head coach Dusty Thompson in his 4th season. Big thing from this Centralia team is the loss of Owen Dieters, who now plays at Benedictine. I know in her first 3 games, she was averaging 13.3 points in those games. She was on an absolute tear for the Centralia Panthers when she was here. And, of course, now she's been on a tear in her first year in college. And that's kind of the athletes that are produced here out of the Twin Valley League as starters are getting ready to be announced on the floor for both teams right now. Looking here at the lower seeded team of Blue Valley Randolph Rams, head coach by, again, first year head coach Quinton Cravens. The starting lineups for the Rams, Brendan Brockman, a 5'10" senior who's a first team all league returner from last season, the only returning senior to the roster. She recorded over 500 career rebounds last year. Braylon Brockman, a 5'9" sophomore. Brenna Gibson, a 5'5" junior guard. Lydia Dumler, a 5'10" junior guard, who's a 2-year starter and averaging nearly 7 points a game this season, and Emily Kirby, a 5'10" junior. So you got Braylon Brockman, Brenna Gibson, Lydia Dumler, and Emily Kirby. Again, the head coach here of this Blue Valley Randolph teams is Quinton Cravens. And now you turn the page here over and you look at this Centralia Panthers team and their starting lineup, head coached by Dusty Thompson in his 4th season here with the team for the Centralia Panthers. In their starting lineup, you have Hayden Kramer, the 5'7" junior. You have Cora Thompson, the 5'7" senior. Josie Haverkamp, the 5'10" junior. Keelan Rempe, the 5'7" junior guard. And Tava Gibbs, the junior post, who, as I mentioned, having a turnaround season for herself after missing the first 4 games, was able to get healthy around the Christmas time. And no bigger present than Gibbs being able to come back into this team's offense, as, again, she's already exploding with 15 points a game in all of her contests. So for the Centralia Panthers, it's Thompson, Kramer, Haverkamp, Rempe, Gibbs. For the Rams, it's Brockman, both Brockmans, Gibson, Dumler, and Kirby. And now we're getting ready for 4 quarters and 32 minutes of basketball action, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Centralia and Blue Valley girls. Blue Valley start off here with the ball off the tip off to Lydia Dumler. Dumler drives right side wing. Now she hoists the ball above her head and passes to her left to Kirby. Kirby, the 5'10" junior, who has also missed quite a bit of time this season for Blue Valley, had 4 three-pointers in the game against Frankfurt, a 39-29 victory. To help continue this Blue Valley team in the TVL play, layup underneath the basket is missed by Briley Brockman, and now down the floor, making the rebound, was Hayden Kramer. She gets it out to her teammate, and Cora Thompson, slices in for 2. Thompson, who's averaging 2.8 points per game, and a travel at the half-court line by Blue Valley. It's their first turnover of the matchup. You definitely don't want to give up too many travels, too many turnovers here to the Centralia team. If you're Blue Valley, this is a worthy opponent that can get up and get on the board quickly if you give them the chance. Underneath, Haverkamp passes off to Thompson. She misses her second shot already in this game. Rebound underneath by Brendan Brockman. Brockman is averaging nearly 9 rebounds a game this season. Nearly a steal at half court for the Centralia Panthers. The Blue Valley get out of a sticky situation. They drive inside. They kick at the top of the perimeter. They swing it left to Briley Brockman. Briley Brockman, a 5'9" sophomore. She goes up top to Brynlyn Brockman. All the Brockmans on the floor. Brynlyn, Braylon, and Briley. Underneath here, Brynlyn on the deck, driving underneath and getting fouled. She'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Brynlyn Brockman, the 5'10" senior. Mentioned her 500 career boards in the pregame, recorded from last season, averaging 15.5 points a game this year, 8.6 rebounds a game. Here at the free throw line, her first shot is up and in. She's also averaging the team high at 3.5 steals per game. Blue Valley down by one here in this opening quarter. 6:31 to go, 2-1, now 2-2 as Brynlyn Brockman goes 2-for-2 at the free throw line. 6:30 to go in this opening quarter. It's 2-2 Centralia in a tied ball game here with Blue Valley. Hayden Kramer driving on the left side. A screen is set by Haverkamp. Kramer drives to the right side. Elbow, low block, loses the ball after a shot. And it's rebounded by Braylon Brockman. Brockman, Braylon down the floor. Braylon out to Briley. Briley here, right side the timeline, going 1-on-1 against Hayden Kramer. This is a Centralia team that plays a fierce man-to-man. And they will force you to attack them right towards the center of the basket. Blue Valley working with it at the timeline, still here with Dumbler. Dumbler out to her left of Brynlyn. Brynlyn inside, great pass down the middle, but taken away, rebounded by the offense. And Briley was immediately fouled after her offensive rebound. And Blue Valley will head up to the line. They shoot too, so Blue Valley, all their points so far at the line. They're already their second trip up to it here in this first quarter. Briley, her first shot is a brick off the back of the iron. 2-2, tied game here between Centralia and Blue Valley girls with 5:42 to go in this first quarter. Centralia struck first. Blue Valley trying to make the first lead change, but going 0-for-2 at the free throw line is Briley Brockman, while the rebound is by Tava Gibbs. Kramer on the left side wing, up to the top, to the right to Thompson. Thompson driving top of the perimeter line. Here's left side. Josie Haverkamp takes up a 3-point shot. She misses. Underneath the basket, making the rebound is Brynlyn Brocklin. Her second rebound of the quarter. Down the floor, Brynlyn flies, gets it out to her teammate to the near right side. And out of the deep near corner is Dumbler. Dumbler pass off down under to Brynlyn. That's knocked away. Blue Valley in control of the basketball. Under the glass, left side, here on a toss-in. It's Briley Brockman. She looks to her left side. Now she'll go over the top to Dumbler on the right wing. Take a step inside. Bounce out. Now stuck on the pivot. She'll find Brynlyn Brockman. Brynlyn at the top of the key. She'll go left side. Now swung around the opposite of the three-point line. Back to the top to Kirby. Kirby passes out low to Briley. Here at half court, and here she's stuck on the close side, and they're going to get an offensive foul called against Briley Brockman. They're going to get a charge. Briley Brockman picking up her first foul of the game for the sophomore. Hayden Kramer gets this ball from the inbound at half court for Centralia. Centralia bringing in Melanie Becker first time in this game. So the quick pass off to her teammate at the top of the key. It's a missed shot down the lane, and picking up a rebound, putting it right back in is Tava Gibbs. Gibbs, the one who attempted the shot. The ball was scrambled for under the glass. She was able to come away with it. And now a turnover for Blue Valley. They hurry themselves up down the floor. Quick transition. And now they give the ball back to the Centralia Panthers. Centralia, a team that's averaging 22 turnovers a game. Right now, no turnovers here in quarter number one. They want to keep that turnover count low. Becker here in the far wing. She'll find underneath Gibbs, trying to look for a steal out and a bounce in the basket. Kramer, her second assist of the game. Gibbs, her second set of points. 6-2, 4:08 to go in this first quarter. Centralia over Blue Valley. Briley Brockman, inside drive, and another bad pass results in a turnover. Two straight for Blue Valley, three in the quarter. Centralia intending to take advantage of these turnovers. Substitution for the Panthers. They take Josie Haverkamp out, the junior, and they'll put in the 5'7" senior and Cora Thompson. Down the floor, Hayden Kramer. No pressure being applied by this Blue Valley team running a zone defense. Kramer, she attacks down low. Ball is getting scrambled for. Offensive rebound by Tava Gibbs, her third board of the game. And they're going to call a travel on Tava Gibbs. She leaves the floor with her feet, comes back down with the ball. I'll get you on that every time. That's the first turnover for this Centralia team in this quarter. Lydia Dumbler trying to handle this man-to-man pressure defense by Centralia down the floor. They managed to break the press with some dribbling by Dumbler, and we're going to get a jump ball. And that jump ball will be another turnover here for Blue Valley. Four turnovers now in the quarter. Centralia's pressure defense has caused quite the disruption here on the Blue Valley passing side. Centralia at the top. They'll throw it down low to Gibbs. Gibbs dump off to Becker, and Becker will be fouled to head up to the free throw line to shoot two. At the top of the free throw line is Melina Becker. Becker, 74% from the line this season. Centralia as a team is nearly shooting 70% from the free throw line as the first shot is up and in. Centralia up 7-2 over Blue Valley with 3:23 to go in this first quarter. Next shot is up and good for Melanie Becker. That was the first trip up to the line in this game for Centralia. They're up by 6, 8-2 over Blue Valley. Blue Valley here breaking the full court pressure. Now down the floor, Braylon Brockman, near side pass to her teammate, Briley Brockman. Briley top of the three-point line, dribbles to a right side, and that will be the fifth turnover of the quarter for Blue Valley. Another bad pass resulting in a fruitful turnover for the Centralia team. Substitution for Centralia, bringing in Maya Tankin, a 5'6" sophomore guard, back in the game for the first time. A solid ball handler, is averaging 3.1 points per game this season and a rebound per game. Centralia down the floor, they'll take the ball. Becker on the far side corner. She's looking over the top. She'll go that way on a far side skip under the block to Haverkamp, and Haverkamp steals out and goes in for two. Haverkamp stirs the paint. Centralia up by 8, 10-2 over Blue Valley. 2:40 to go in this first quarter. This man-to-man has been really getting the Blue Valley in this first quarter. Three-point shot is up and missed by Blue Valley on the near wing. And Centralia grabs the ball into the basket, but they'll touch the out-of-bounds line with it. Blue Valley maintains the possession. With it is Briley Brockman. Here, throws it to her left side to Kirby. Kirby transfers back to Briley. Briley at the top of the key. She drives towards the timeline. In the backcourt, now dribbling to the front as she transfers out to her right to Kirby. Kirby, and that will be the first steal of the game for Centralia as Josie Haverkamp takes it away with ease. Centralia with the ball, tanking. First time with the ball in her hands, and she will turn it over. Threw it out of bounds. That'll be Centralia's second turnover on the quarter. Blue Valley here with 6. 2:04 to go in this first. 10-2. Centralia leads over Blue Valley, but Tankin gets the steal and the take right back down the floor. She passes off to her teammate Kramer, and Kramer finishes on an open stretch of green grass on the floor. 1:52 to go here in the first quarter. Timeout taken by Blue Valley. Step aside for a quick 30. 1:52 to go in this first. 12-2. Centralia leads over Blue Valley on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The answer is yes, SBS. Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Panzaland Radio.
McCulloch scramble out of the timeout, and a turnover again for Blue Valley. They get the ball down the floor, and then they give it right back. They have struggled against this pressure defense from Centralia, and every time on the Centralia broadcast, it feels like every time I'm saying this is the one of the best defenses I've seen here at the state level in this low class. They applied it all last year, and here they bring it this year. And, of course, a team that has become revamped with the addition of Tava Gibbs after the first four games. Foul being called on Blue Valley. And recording against Morgan Sump, the 6-foot sophomore. First time calling her in this game. Haverkamp on the inbound. Doesn't get it inside, but Elena Becker makes the rebound and puts it in for two. 4 points now on the quarter for Becker. 14-2 our score. Centralia up by 12. They get another turnover. Rempe with the steal. Rempe, Thompson, Haverkamp on the baseline. She dribbles to the basket, trying to finish over top, couldn't get it, and a rebound on the defense by Emily Kirby. Now Blue Valley taking it down the court with 63 seconds to go in quarter number one, and a half-court violation is called against Blue Valley. 10 turnovers on the quarter. This pressure defense is coming in hot for Centralia. 14-2. Centralia leads by 12 with 61 seconds to go in the first quarter over Blue Valley. After this game, we'll have coverage of our boys matchup, Donovan West and Axel Boys. Centralia, baseline, kick out to the close. And now, in the alley, a shot down the lane, Hayden Kramer, 4-2. 4 points now on the quarter for Hayden Kramer. Centralia has gotten five players on the board, three with four of them. Centralia leads 16-2 in quarter one. 30 seconds. Another steal by Rempe. Down the floor. She finds Becker and Baker. Becker is fouled to go up to line and shoot two. Centralia is on an electrifying start in quarter one. 16-2 over Blue Valley. Becker at the line. First shot is up and off the back of the iron. Becker was the last one to go up and the only one who's been up to the line here for Centralia, her second time. Here she is 2 for 3, now 3 of 4 as she hits her second on the attempt. 17-2, Centralia leads by 15 with 23 seconds to go in quarter one, and Blue Valley is continuing to struggle here against the pressure. Finally down the floor to Sump. Sump will just chuck it all the way deep for another turnover. 12 on the quarter now for Blue Valley. This has been a tough one to handle for the Rams in quarter one. They'll definitely have to reevaluate in the quarter change, try to see how they can handle this Centralia defense. They absolutely took down Donovan West in a dominating game, 69-35. One of their best games they have had so far this season against a ranked team, the number 9 team in Class 2A. You can definitely tell this is the time of year that Centralia really locks in and gets things going. 3-point shot up by Kramer is missed and rebounded by Gibbs. Foul right after. She'll go up to the line and shoot two. Foul was called on Brindlin Brockman. Her first foul picked up of the game. Up to the line to shoot two is Tava Gibbs. Gibbs, her first shot is up and through. Third time up to the line here in this quarter for Centralia. They're up 18-2, 16-point lead over Blue Valley with 2.5 seconds to go this first. Tava Gibbs trying to rock in her next shot, and it's off the back of the iron and rebounded by the defense down the floor. Chance for a last-second point. Brendan Brockman on a pass, but the time has expired. Quarter one ends. Centralia up 16, 18-2 over Blue Valley. Our girls matchup, the winner of this game to move on to the first place match in the Twin Valley League Tournament. We're back after 60 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Strong communities are built on trust, and trust starts local. Vendina State Bank proudly serves our neighbors with branches in Vendina, Denton, and at the Bank of Highland. Three hometown locations united under one umbrella with one purpose, helping our communities thrive. With deep roots, local leadership, and decisions made right here at home, Vendina State Bank is ready to serve your financial needs today and for generations to come. Vendina State Bank. Local people, local decisions, real community care. VendinaStateBank.com. Member FDIC.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Hanzaland Radio.
And this second quarter starts off with a turnover and steal and deal. Hayden Kramer down the floor. For the Centralia Panthers, the second quarter begins with 2 points for Centralia. They've forced 13 turnovers over Blue Valley so far in this half. It's 20-2. Centralia leads by 18. And another turnover for the Rams, an offensive foul. Man, this has been a rough first half for Blue Valley. 7:30 to go here in the second quarter. 20-2. Centralia leads, a 3-point shot up off the back of the glass and rebounded by Emily Kirby. Kirby and her teammate Braylon Brockman here. Blue Valley, they just need to get the ball past half court. Now they have a set up to Briley Brockman. Briley drives baseline back out to the near wing. Here she's turned to the left. Now she'll look to her right to the corner side into her teammate. Now put on the opposite side for a three by Dumbler. It's missed. Rebounded by Gibbs. And they'll get the possession. They get the foul called against Blue Valley. Emily Kirby, your second foul picked up of the half. 6:58 to go in the second quarter. 20-2. Blue Valley down by 18 to Centralia. Kramer, left side to Rempe. Rempe, who's a terrific 3-point shooter for the Centralia team. I haven't called a single game where she hasn't hit two threes. She'll take one from the corner. Nearly splashes it. Missed and rebounded by Briley from Blue Valley. And they get a foul, or no, excuse me, touching the baseline is Blue Valley, so they'll give the ball right back to Centralia. Centralia, they haven't put anyone under the glass to throw it in. They'll elect Melina Becker. Becker, she'll look to her left side, bounce pass to Kramer. Kramer trying to finish strong, couldn't. Rebound by Haverkamp. Haverkamp is fighting under the basket for the ball. And it'll be a jump ball. Possession will change. Centralia will have their third turnover of the game. Blue Valley, though, they are working on right now 15 turnovers in this contest and nearly turning it over again. Yes, they do. 20-2. Centralia up by 18. Blue Valley halftime might want to put Sikkim on the hands as this has been a rough first half here, getting the ball in the hands of their teammate. Centralia up by 18, 20-2, a 3-point shot up by Kramer, missed, rebounded here by Tava Gibbs. Gibbs, she'll put up a 3-ball, she misses, and it goes out of bounds. Possession will go down to Blue Valley. 6:07 to go in quarter two, 20-2, Centralia leads by 18, looking to improve on to the first place match in the Twin Valley Tournament for another consecutive season. Last year, Centralia, they won it in a big one over Hanover. Blue Valley with the ball down the floor. It's knocked out of bounds, but they'll have it on a toss-in play. Left side under the glass. Blue Valley throwing it in. Briley. in the Braylon. Braylon, left side, low block, misses his shot, ball's on the floor, it's being kicked around, someone's got to grab it. It's Cora Thompson. She'll have it at the top elbow, and they'll get a jump ball. Now go the Centralia way. So Blue Valley, 16 turnovers on the half, only 2 points. Down by 18, the Centralia, 20-2, 5:40 to go in the second quarter. Centralia has it. They'll skip it to the far corner. Thompson up to Kramer on the left. Kramer driving inside, foul, and she'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Hayden Kramer has had an incredible first half here for this Centralia team. 6 points, a steal, two assists, and a rebound. Her first shot is up and out of the bucket. Centralia, their fourth trip up to the line of a half. This is the first time going 0 for 2 at the line. Kramer missing the second shot, rebound by Gibbs, and then she can't hit her shot. And then a jump ball to follow on the next rebound attempt, and that possession error goes to Blue Valley. 20-2 still. Centralia up over Blue Valley. 5:24 to go in this second quarter. Blue Valley, they tied the game at 2-2. And Centralia, they've been on an 18-point scoring stretch. And now a travel called on the near side by Briley Brockman. And the turnover issues continue. 17 turnovers on the half for Blue Valley. Nearly the amount of points Centralia has. Centralia, Kramer, bounce pass down the alley. Left side to Thompson. Thompson, kick out. That's a turnover for Centralia. Just their fourth turnover of the half. Centralia, they still lead by 18, 20-2 over Blue Valley with 5:05 to go here in the second quarter. Blue Valley with the ball. Briley down the floor, right side. She'll pass it off to her teammate, Braylon. Braylon, kick out to Dumbler. Dumbler to Briley on the top of the three-point line. She drives. Centralia, they've dropped into a 2-3 zone. Offered up from that man-to-man defense. And a foul will get picked up on Centralia's Josie Haverkamp. That'll be her first foul of the game. Up to the line to shoot two will be Briley Brockman, the 5'9" sophomore guard. Her first shot is up and off the right of the basket. She's 0 for 3 at the line. Blue Valley, their only point that was at the free throw line. They've allowed Centralia to score 18 consecutive points here. Blue Valley trying to break up a scoring drought that has went since the beginning of the first quarter, and the second free throw shot is missed by Brockman. She's now 0-4. Now here's Centralia with the ball. 4:29 to go in this first half, up 20-2 to Blue Valley. Centralia, the lead in the ball at half court, driving is tanking, is back in the game. Tanking to Kramer. Kramer skips to the far side, now to the key, to the far corner, tanking. Inside drive, and she will turn the ball over, and it's taken away by Briley Brockman, her first steal of the matchup, and then it is taken back by Hayden Kramer. Centralia back with it. Three-point shot is up by Rempe. It's missed, trying to fight for it on the baseline. Both teams, and the rebound will be made by Lydia Dummer, her first rebound of the game. Down the floor, Braylon Brockman will have a foul on Centralia. The foul's against Hayden Kramer, her first foul of the game. 3:49 to go in the second quarter, 20-2. Centralia leads over Blue Valley. Substitution for the Centralia Panthers, bringing back in Thava Gibbs and Cora Thompson, taking out Melinda Becker and Josie Haverkamp. For Blue Valley, they make a few substitutions and changes as well. Blue Valley here with McKaylee Krause, the 5'5 sophomore in the game. But it's a pass off inside to Briley Brockman, misses it. And the rebound by Gibbs and a foul to follow by Blue Valley. Gibbs, what a first half for her. 5 points, 8 rebounds. Averaging nearly a double-double in every single game she plays. And now Kramer will take this one at a slow pace down the floor. Blue Valley in a 2-3 zone. Rebound by the offense. Mr. Treffer missed three by Rempe. Up at top, Kramer, left side, tanking Thompson, tanking. Back to the top to Kramer on a reset. Looking to screen, Kramer goes left side, drive down the lane, misses her shot. Gibbs gets the rebound, trying to fight back up for it. The ball is knocked out of bounds by Blue Valley. Gibbs, 9 rebounds in the first half. With 3 minutes left to go in the second quarter, 20-2, Centralia leads by 18 on an 18-point scoring stretch. And another foul called against Blue Valley. After the immediate inbound, the foul is called against Briley Brockman. Centralia into Gibbs at the top of the key. They'll throw left side, Kramer, three-pointer. She misses. Now, the basketball is knocked away by Rempe. Centralia has not hit on a three ball yet in this game. They've attempted about 6 or 7 of them. They still haven't hit, but they've done well inside the paint. Centralia, they've actually only put up 2 points in this second quarter. Blue Valley, they have put up 0. Centralia, they let out of the first quarter 18-2. And a foul against Centralia gives the ball back to Blue Valley. It gets Maya taking. Redlin Brockman taking the ball down the floor, and it's taken away by Hayden Kramer. Kramer goes inside for 2. That was the last time Centralia had points at the beginning of this quarter off a Kramer steal and deal. 22-2. Centralia has now scored 20 straight points over Blue Valley after the game was tied 2-2. That was all the way back in the first minute of the first quarter. 2:34 to go in the second quarter. Centralia up by 20, 22-2 for Blue Valley. Blue Valley with the ball. Briley Brockman at the high key. She'll go left side to Lydia Dumler. Dumler, high elbow pass off to Brynlyn Brockman. Inside the paint, looking to finish through the basket, and she'll get in. The first field goal of the game made by Blue Valley comes with 2:13 left to go in the second quarter. This has been incredible defensive work by Centralia as they now lead 22-4 over Blue Valley. 2 minutes to go in this second. Centralia with the ball. Kramer looking to pop the first three of the half for Centralia. She does. She's got the only points in the second quarter with now 7. In response to Blue Valley's first field goal under the basket, Blue Valley trying to get another bucket to go in, and they'll turn the ball over. Blue Valley, 7 turnovers in this second quarter. 19 turnovers on the half. 1:42 to go in the second quarter. 25-4. Centralia leads by 21 points. It's their largest lead right here. It's Ava Gibbs down the floor to Josie Haberkamp, but taking a page out of Blue Valley. That pass down the floor out of the hands of a teammate. Centralia will give the ball back to Blue Valley. Blue Valley still trying to handle this full court pressure by Centralia, barely able to, they haven't even got past the quarter part of the court, and that timeout will have to be called by Quinton Cravens, first year head coach for Blue Valley, with 1:27 to go in this second quarter. It's a full timeout by Blue Valley. We'll step aside for a quick 60. 1:27 to go the half. 25-4. Centralia leads over Blue Valley.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind? Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
1:25 left to go here in the first half. 25-4. Centralia leads by 21 over Blue Valley. And another travel called against the Blue Valley team. 8 turnovers in the quarter. Now 20 here on the half. 1:16 left to go here in the second quarter. Centralia with the ball. Hayden Kramer past the Washington County logo, the host school here of this Twin Valley tournament. Kramer has it at the top of the perimeter. She'll go left side out to Rempe. Rempe back to Kramer. Kramer has had an incredible second quarter with 7 points, a three-point shot. Here's Lenny Becker trying to hit one. She misses on the far corner, but a rebound by Hayden Kramer. Kramer tries to go back up with it. Couldn't get it to go in. And McKaylee Cruz to make the rebound for Blue Valley. Down the floor. Another takeaway, though, by Hayden Kramer. Now, Centralia back with it. What a quarter by Hayden Kramer. 4 steals, 7 points. Under the basket, Josie Haverkamp making a rebound, and then a jump ball. Potentially getting away from a travel call, potentially there. But 30 seconds left to go in this quarter. Centralia with the ball up 25-4, and a foul will be called. And to go up to the line and shoot two is Tava Gibbs. Gibbs, who's also had a pretty phenomenal quarter here with 5 fouls in the quarter, 9 fouls on the half, 5 points on the half as well, off in the first quarter. Gibbs, who's only now played 8 games this season, this being the 8th. Her first shot is up and out. Gibbs, first time up, she went 1 of 2. After the end of this half, we'll have our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from that, online at highlandcc.edu. Gibbs up to the line, shooting her second free throw shot. She missed her first one on this attempt, but her second one drives through. She's now 2 of 4 at the line in the game. Centralia up 26-4, a 22-point lead, their largest of the matchup. Down the floor, under the basket, trying to score two. Blue Valley, but they'll send a player up to the line to shoot two. Up to the line to shoot two. Maggie Finnan, the 5'11 freshman. And the first shot for Finnan is up and off. Blue Valley has now taken 4 trips up to the free throw line in this half. They right now missed 5 consecutive free throw shots, but that comes to a screeching halt here as Finnan hits her second one. 26-5, a 21-point lead for Centralia over Blue Valley. Gibbs in the key with Centralia, out to Rempe on the left side corner. Now it's skipped to the far, out to Becker. Becker back up top, Rempe, left side Gibbs. Gibbs, she'll skip it right back. Underneath the basket, fighting for it, and the half will end. Seconds expire. Blue Valley trailing 21 points into the half. Centralia up 26-5 over the Rams, our girls matchup. We'll come back here in a couple of minutes for a halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. We'll be back here in a minute on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings, or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud frame buildings.
so much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by in downtown Onega.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
At Community Healthcare System, great care is closer than you think. From primary care to specialty clinics, rehab therapy, senior care, and state-of-the-art hospital services, we're here for every stage of life. Our trusted teams in Centralia, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland provide expert care with a personal touch right here in your community. If you need labs, imaging, therapy, or same-day care, we've got you covered. Community Healthcare System, exceptional services, compassionate people, and care you can count on every single day.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome here for Halftime Show, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. We got about 6 minutes, 35 seconds until we start second half action here in our girls' semifinal at the Twin Valley League Tournament between the Centralia Panthers, the number 5 seed, taking on the number 8 seed in the Blue Valley Randolph Rams. Well, Blue Valley has had quite the run up to this point in the tournament. They are coming off a huge upset victory over Hanover 56-55 on Monday. But right now, at the half in this game, it has been all Centralia. 26-5 is our score. Centralia 21 points up over Blue Valley. Centralia came out of the first quarter leading 18-2. Centralia would go on to score 20 straight consecutive points before Blue Valley would finally get themselves back on the board, but Centralia would pop a three from Hayden Kramer to take the momentum back in their side. Centralia only outscored Blue Valley 8-3 in the second quarter. So not a very high-scoring quarter for either team. We went about 5 minutes or so in that quarter without any score at all by either team before Hayden Kramer had her second steal and out-of-transition layup in for two. As Hayden Kramer on a tear in that second quarter, she had 4 steals in the second quarter alone and 7 total points with a 3-point shot as well, making up Centralia's 7 out of the total 8 points coming in that quarter. Centralia had 5 different players score in the first half, with Tava Gibbs coming away with 6 total points and 9 rebounds. Lena Becker with 5 points, 2 boards. Josie Haberkamp with 2 points, 2 boards. Hayden Kramer with a total of 11 points, our first and only double-digit scorer here of this game, with 11 points, 2 boards, 2 assists, and 4 steals. Cora Thompson with 2 points there at the half for Centralia. She got the game started scoring for Centralia and both teams. Blue Valley on their side, Brendan Brockman, the only one with points, except for Maggie Finnan, but Brendan Brockman leading the team with 4 total points, 2 points in the first quarter, and 2 in the second quarter. So 2 points in the first was what tied the game initially, momentarily, but we have not seen any lead changes at all. It has been all Centralia in this game. Looking at some totals at the half, Centralia 16 rebounds, 1-3, 5-for-8 at the free throw line, 8 turnovers, 3 assists, and 8 steals. For Blue Valley, 9 rebounds, no threes, 3-of-8 at the free throw line, 20 turnovers, 0 assists, and only 1 steal. So unofficial stats there at the half, but a struggling half either way for Blue Valley. 12 turnovers in the first quarter, 8 turnovers in the second. A brutal first half offensively from the offense of Blue Valley, trying to flip themselves around and get themselves back on track in the right direction to start this second half under a head coach, Quinton Cravens. This has been a phenomenal year for head coach Quinton Cravens. I mean, this is a year that potentially could mark the first winning season since 2019 for Blue Valley. It's been 7 years since that date. Blue Valley, they're 9-4 this year. Even if they lose this game, they'll have a chance to compete for a victory in the third-place match, as the decider who will go to that third-place match will have that as their last game tonight between Axel and Lynn. The winner will face the winner of this matchup. So the winner between Centralia and Blue Valley will move on to the first-place match girls' side. Winner of Axel Eagles girls and Lynn Bulldog girls will also head on to the first-place match. Between those two games, we'll have our boys match up, Donovan West and Axel Eagle boys. Right now, they're getting ready for warm-ups here on the floor. So we'll have that game here coming up in an hour or so. But we talk about some keys here in the second half for both of these teams. Centralia, all they have to do is keep their foot on the pedal, keep up the pressure defense, and don't take your foot off. Continue to play strong, be physical. Don't rely so much on that three-point shot, but lean more into driving the basket. For Blue Valley, it's about getting more physical down the floor, getting past this pressure defense, and being able to not have so many rough passes down the floor that are going out of bounds or going through your teammates' hands. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll come back for the start of the second half. Centralia girls 26, Blue Valley 5, here at the Twin Valley League semifinal tournament matchup in the girls' side. Here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
To be successful in the agricultural market, you need the right equipment, the highest quality of seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best in crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance and Seneca for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth or Nate Dieters at Midwest Crop Insurance and Seneca at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It also takes the right financial partner. This is Evan Wetzel at First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop into one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Start of our second half here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. The Centralia Panthers here leading after the half 26-5 over Blue Valley Randolph. A first half where Blue Valley had 20 turnovers, only 2 points in the first quarter, went on a stretch of about 10 or so minutes before they would find their next set of points with 3 points in the second quarter. So, again, trying to handle this pressure defense. We'll see how Blue Valley comes out and responds. In the second half, with 2 quarters and 16 minutes of basketball action still remaining to play here at 92.1 KMZA, Blue Valley, Centralia. Centralia, they'll start this half off with a steal by Hayden Kramer. She's now started back-to-back quarters off with a steal. Couldn't finish the layup. Gibbs under the basket. They're going to call a jump ball. And Centralia will maintain the possession. 21 turnovers on the game for Blue Valley. Centralia will throw it in on inbound play with Keelan Rempe. She'll go all the way over the top to Gibbs. Gibbs will take it away now, driving inside, low block. Couldn't hit her shot. And now another jump ball, it seems. That possession will go to Blue Valley. Ninth turnover of the game for the Centralia Panthers. We're off and running into the quarter number three. 7:35 to go in this third quarter. Credit and Profit here. Bobby back in studio. All with you on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Leah Dummer down the floor for Blue Valley. She goes to the far right corner to Braylon Brocken. Braylon hoisting the ball over her head. She passes it left side to Brimlin. Brimlin out to Dummler. Dummler back right side. She's on a 2-1 trap, and she needs to find where to get the ball out to. She loses it. It's on the floor. Should be another good jump ball. This possession arrow will go to the Centralia Panthers. 22 turnovers on the game now for Blue Valley. 26-5. Centralia leads over the Blue Valley Rams with 7:08 to go in the third quarter. Kramer, inside pass, Gibbs, Haberkamp. She misses the shot under the glass and rebound by the defense. And Briley, now Briley, she doesn't know where to go. She's stuck by three players in the corner, and they're going to have to call a timeout. Blue Valley is head coach Quinton Cravens continuing the struggle to handle this Centralia defense. It's going to be a 30-second timeout taken by Blue Valley. We'll take the 30 seconds aside as well. 6:53 to go in the third quarter. 26-5, Centralia leads over Blue Valley on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
Kansaland Radio.
Coming off the Blue Valley timeout with 6:46 to go in the third quarter. Centralia up 26-5 over the Blue Valley Rams. And another steal here from Centralia, and a foul to follow after by Blue Valley. Josie Haberkamp is who had the takeaway. 23 turnovers now on the game for Blue Valley. Nearly five triple the amount of points they have. That's not a word, but I'm going to bet it for this case. I don't know what comes after quad as Centralia here takes a three, and that is hit by Hayden Kramer. Kramer, her second three of the game, 29-5. Centralia leads here over Blue Valley by 24 points, their largest lead of the game. Blue Valley with the ball, Brendan Brockman. Brendan out to her teammate and Lydia Dummler. Dummler passing inside. One hand takeoff by Brendan Brockman to the basket. Couldn't get it to go in, and a rebound by Gibbs. She's now at 10 rebounds on the game. Her 10th there to start this third quarter. Kramer makes her own offensive rebound under the glass. Couldn't make the shot. Rebound defensively by Braylon Brockman as she takes the ball down the floor for Blue Valley. Here's a three to try to respond. It's rounded off the iron, but rebounded offensively by Brindlin, and then an offensive charge to follow on Blue Valley. That's their 24th turnover of the game. Third foul of the match for Brindlin Brockman. Centralia throwing in half court. Rempe out to Kramer. Kramer stopped on both feet. She'll throw right side. Now ball into the interior to Gibbs. Gibbs missing a jumper from the elbow. And stepping out of bounds with the ball is Blue Valley. After nearly getting the possession back, so Centralia will have it. Right side on the glass is Rempe. Rempe staring to her right side. She'll go that way. Player screen is set for Kramer. Misses the three-point shot, and the rebound by Dummler. As Blue Valley takes this one down the floor, down an open lane. Dummler, though, misses the layup. The rebound's under the glass by Tava Gibbs. Now 11 rebounds on the game for Gibbs. Fast break. Centralia not able to get easy points with Haberkamp. And now Blue Valley will take this one down the floor. A fleet of foot and a foul to go up to the line to shoot two is Briley Brockman. Briley Brockman, a 5'9" sophomore guard. who's averaging 3 assists per game this season, has yet to get an assist in this matchup. She's 0-for-4 at the line so far in this game. Lugali at one point missed 5 straight free throw shots in the first half. Her first shot is up and off. She is 0-for-5 now on this game. She has missed 2 free throw shots in the first quarter, 2 in the second, potentially going to miss 2 in the third as well. As this next shot is up and good, though, for Briley Brockman. So finally getting herself on the board from the charity stripe. And now down the floor, Centralia has it. Batted back in the hands of Haverkamp. Haverkamp to Rempe. Rempe looking to her left, finding Thompson. Thompson Kramer on the far wing, skipping it to the near side. And wrestling with the ball is Cora Thompson. It'll be a jump ball at the high elbow. And that'll be a jump ball. Possession will change to Blue Valley. Turnover from Centralia, their 10th turnover on the game. 4:40 to go in the third quarter. 29-6 our score. Centralia up over Blue Valley. Winner to advance to the TVL Tournament Championship match on the girls' side. Blue Valley with the ball. Brindlin Brockman. Brindlin up top. 3-point shot is on the way. Missed by Kirby under the glass. Making an offensive rebound. Making another one. And another miss for Briley Brockman. As this ball is batted out of bounds. And a timeout is taken by Centralia as they'll have the possession. It'll be a full timeout taken with 4:18 to go here in the third quarter. 29-6. Centralia leads over Blue Valley. We're back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Local family owned and operated since 1926, Wanklin Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wanklin for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wanklin Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wanklin Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Kansaland Radio.
After the timeout, Blue Valley here with the possession under the glass and a foul called against Blue Valley. And head coach Quinton Cravens upset about that one. That is the 25th turnover on the game for Blue Valley. 4:11 to go here in the third quarter. 29-6. Centralia leads by 23 over Blue Valley. Centralia getting it down the floor, and this ball knocked out of bounds by Blue Valley. Picking up that foul was Emily Kirby. That is her third foul on the game. Also had a chance to stop and talk to Roger Holthouse, who he walked right up in front of me. I said, how's the game going? He's like, well, Centralia could be playing a little better. They played a great game against Donovan West scoring-wise. Here's Centralia with the ball. 3-point shot up by Rempe. She misses, but makes her own offensive rebound. Now she gets it out to Kramer. Kramer under the glass gets the assist, and she passes off to Gibbs. 3 assists on the game now for Kramer. She's got 3 assists, 5 steals, over 10 points, and 3 rebounds. What a day for Hayden Kramer. Also for Gibbs. Here's Rempe, though, on a steal down the floor. Passes off to Kramer on the near side wing. She sets her feet for a 3. Nothing but net for Hayden Kramer. 3 threes on the game now for Hayden Kramer. Having an electrifying day with 15 points now on the board for Centralia. Centralia 34-6 now with 3:12 left to go in the third quarter over Blue Valley. Layup shot up and missed, and a foul called on the floor against Centralia after the offensive rebound by Brindlin Brockman. Foul was called on Tava Gibbs, her third foul of the game. Gibbs will stay out here on the floor as Josie Haverkamp and Rempe will come out in substitution. Tanking will step in as well as Becker. Blue Valley with the inbound, though, and they'll get it over the top to Dumbler. Dumbler Left side to Briley. Briley flipping it out to Brindlin. Brindlin in the interior, taken away by Becker. Her first steal of the match. 26 turnovers on the game for Blue Valley. And a foul to go up to the free throw line is Centralia. They called the foul against Lydia Dumler. She's got four fouls on the game. The closest to fouling out in this contest. Here at the free throw line, Gibbs, her first shot is off the front iron. Gibbs, an impressive performance. 11 rebounds in this game. 8 total points. Gibbs. Her second shot also missed, but for the offensive rebound is Becker, and Becker is fouled, and she'll go up to the line and shoot two now herself. Becker, she went 3 of 4 in the first half at the free throw line. That was all in the first quarter, as she had 5 points in that quarter alone. Becker shoots 74% at the free throw line this season. This first one, it skips off the top, but it rolls back in. And Josie Haverkamp will come right back in. She'll step in for Tava Gibbs. Gibbs goes to the bench with 3 fouls on her. And Kramer will also get a break. The junior who's just had an impressive game so far here for Detroit. She leads the scoring with 15 points. Becker, she misses her second free throw shot after the rebound was made by Blue Valley. Morgan Stump, the center of this offense. Reverse layup by Blue Valley under the basket. It's missed and rebounded by Josie Haverkamp. Haverkamp trying to attack this Blue Valley press. And here they get a steal for the first time off of full court pressure. And they can't make much up with it as they miss the layup and the rebound by Rempe. Down the floor, another steal by Blue Valley, though. It's Morgan Sump. Sump with it. They force back-to-back steals, and they give it back on a steal for Rempe. Her second steal of the quarter. She has it on the far wing. Rempe, she skips it to the near side. Into the interior, missed shot by Haverkamp. And now down the floor after the rebound is Brockman. Brockman, she turns it right back over to Keelan Rempe. We're going back and forth like a pendulum between both of these teams. And as it swings, a three-pointer up in the air by Rempe is missed. And now the ball is to Blue Valley. Both teams take a breather. 1:50 to go here in the third quarter. 35-6. Largest lead this game for Centralia. 29 points. Blue Valley with the ball. Right elbow. Bounce pass. Backed around the perimeter. Now, inside drive by Krause. She misses it. And the rebound by Cora Thompson. Now Centralia down the floor. Becker is fouled. Or no, they're going to say she traveled. Centralia, 13 turnovers on the game at Blue Valley with 27. 1:28 to go in the third quarter. 35-6, Blue Valley down to Centralia. Blue Valley with the ball inside the paint, somehow recouping her own ball. That was Brendan Brockman. She goes in for two after the ball is looks like knocked out of her hands, but juggles it back in there and puts it in for two. Brendan Brockman has got 6 points on the game for Blue Valley, the only one who scored more than 1 point on this Blue Valley team. Haverkamp trying to respond for Centralia. Couldn't get her shot to go in, but Becker has the offensive rebound, and she'll finish. Centralia averaged is 7.5 offensive rebounds a game. They have made very good work with all their second-chance opportunities, especially Melana Becker. Becker at the line for the and one, and the shot is up and good for the three-point play. Centralia up by 30, their largest lead, 38-8 over Blue Valley with 50 seconds to go now in the third quarter. Blue Valley on the far wing, now up top, swinging out to the left side, Krause a drive, and a little foul on the floor against Centralia. So I'll call it on Keelan Rempe, Maya Tanking. A second foul for the sophomore of the game. Thinking hasn't scored any points yet, but she's got a steal and an assist for Centralia. As 7 players have gotten on the stat sheet for the Panthers team, and only 5 have scored. Blue Valley with the ball in the deep corner, but We're going to get a jump ball in that spot. And that'll be a turnover again for this Blue Valley team. 28 turnovers on the game for the Rams. David Gibbs will come back into this contest for Centralia. 29 seconds to go in this third quarter. Centralia up by 30, 38 to 8. Centralia down the floor. Here they get it, but they'll turn the ball over. It's steal by Brendan Brockman, her first takeaway of the game. Brockman down the floor, being wrestled with the ball. A foul is called on Keelan Rempe from Centralia. Getting called on a hold, her second foul of the game, as Cora Thompson will come in, quickly substituting back out Gibbs. Gibbs only came in for a quick second to try to set up the offensive side, but they take her back out because she has three fouls. So head coach Dusty Thompson, smart work there, making sure that one of her best players doesn't get fouled. Here's a rebound down the floor. Kramer on the fast break, in for two. 1 second left to go this third quarter, and time expired with no shot from Blue Valley as we head into quarter number four. It's a 32-point lead for Centralia, 40-8 over Blue Valley. We're back after this, a quick 60 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 26th through February 4th. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters, plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. Save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 26th through February 4th. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
We start quarter number four with a turnover from Blue Valley. Stop me if you've heard that once in this game before. Centralia here coming out this fourth quarter after a turnover first from Blue Valley. Centralia with the ball up 40-8 over this Blue Valley Rams team. Gibbs gets this ball inside, couldn't get her shot to land. Now Haverkamp has it on the offensive rebound. Shot is up and splashed by Kramer. Kramer continues to absolutely destroy the basket with her shots. Now 20 points on the game for Hayden Kramer. Blue Valley under the basket trying to respond. They'll kick it out up top. Three-pointer off the back iron, rebounded by the offense. And Briley. Briley, she'll set up Krause, a long jumper from the far elbow. And now this ball being scrambled for on the floor. It's out of bounds. Blue Valley will have it. 6:50 left to go in the fourth quarter. And now a running clock has been enforced in the Twin Valley League semifinal girls matchup. And Centralia will be able to put in their bench squad to finish out this game against Blue Valley. What an incredible game here by Centralia. A shot here missed by Blue Valley. They get the offensive rebound by Braylon. And then a rebound by the offense down the floor, Claire Heinen. And they give it right back. So Blue Valley down by now 35 points. This is, again, if you're down by 35 in the fourth quarter, running clock will begin and will stay running. So the running clock here, 5:55 to go. Time will only stop for timeouts and medical timeouts. 43-8. Centralia leads over Blue Valley. Centralia, they put a statement win over Donovan West in their first round game on Monday, 69-35. But this one, you can argue more of one, at least on the defensive side. Blue Valley getting this ball in, and they immediately turn it right back over. Over 31 turnovers on the game for Blue Valley. They were held in 2 points in the first quarter, 3 points in the third, and 3 points in the second, and 3 points in the third. So they've really scored no more than a bucket in every single one of these quarters. Centralia did 18 in the first, 8 in the second, and 14 in the third. A team that was already up 26-5 at the half. Centralia continues to impress. This is the time of the year that they really start to outshine their opponents, especially starting to lock in at tournament time. Centralia missed 3-point shot, rebounded by Tanking, reset back around for Hine, and Hine tries to take a top off with the three. She misses, and now Centralia looking for another offensive rebound. It'll be a jump ball, and the possession arrow here will stay with the Centralia Panthers. Clock still rolls, 4:40 to go in the fourth, 43-8, Centralia over Blue Valley. I have Franklin, the sophomore, now in the game. For Centralia, they take a 3-point shot to Niehaus from Centralia. She misses his shot, and Blue Valley down the floor. They'll try to attempt a 3-pointer in response. Brenna Gibson, the 5-5 junior, she misses. Blue Valley, they've only had three different players score this game, two of them only scoring 1 point, and Merlin Brockman leading the scoring here with 6 points for Blue Valley, where Centralia has been totally dominant. Dynamite with five different players scoring. Aiden Kramer finishing her night with 20 points on the game and a numerous amount of threes as Franklin here splashes a far wing shot. 45-8. Centralia over Blue Valley. 3:40 to go in this fourth quarter. Both teams just trying to get to the final seconds of this game as Blue Valley will head up to the free throw line to shoot two. Regardless of this loss, Blue Valley has had a phenomenal run for the first time in many years here at this Tranet Valley League tournament, a tournament in which they were able to take down Frankfurt in the first round Saturday, 39-29, and then on Monday take down the undefeated Hanover Wildcats, 56-55, the first time beating Hanover since 2010, all being done here by head coach Quinton Craven. Just an incredible accomplishment by the head coach. Definitely nothing to hang your head low on here if you're Blue Valley. It's been an incredible run, and we'll definitely have a kind of a similar storyline in our next game with, you know, kind of a lower seeded team or been a team that struggled in recent years taking on a powerhouse with Donovan West boys upcoming. They'll be taking on Axel, a team that also, hasn't been the semifinal for many, many years, since 2018 for their team. It's been 8 years since that point. That'll be our next matchup here, Axel boys, Donovan West boys, that semifinal matchup. 2:20 to go here in this fourth quarter, 45-8. Centralia leads over Blue Valley again. Running clock here has been enforced. A 35-plus lead in the fourth quarter. 3-point shot missed by Centralia. Rebound by Morgan Sump, a 6-foot center here for Blue Valley, who will definitely, as the years go on, will find a lot more action here in this lineup. And you look at both sides really aren't senior heavy. Centralia only came in tonight starting one senior in Corey Thompson. Blue Valley only started one in Brendan Brockman. So you look at both these teams, their upcoming futures are going to be so bright on both sides. And it kind of feels like the same thing for Centralia year in and year out, because their younger classes seem to always be on the impressive side on the stretch in terms of they're always performing and looking to get up there on the starting lineup as just freshmen or sophomores. Kirby here at the free throw line for Blue Valley hits her first shot. It's her first points of the game. Blue Valley, their fourth score of the game finally here now on the board as Curry misses her second shot. 66 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. After this, we'll have our post-game show and our player of the game segment all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We have a absolute plethora amount of games here today, but also around our area, we have the Thunder Classic going on 103.9 KNZA. Of course, here at 92.1 KMZA, it's TVL tournament coverage It's been an absolutely incredible day. Also, the hospitality down here at Washington County has been incredible. Not only the local broadcasters, us all helping each other out, but also at the same time, the staff here at Washington County has been a great help as well, getting these things going. Travel here called against Centralia. 18 seconds remaining in this game in the fourth quarter, 45-9. Again, running clock, just trying to get here the final seconds of this game as time expires here in just 8 seconds. Blue Valley here trying to get over double digits scored in this game. They finally do so on a shot from Emily Kirby that goes in. I think they're not going to give her the shot to the free throw line, and that will be game 45-11. The Centralia Panther girls move on to the first place match for another year. Here on 92.1 KMZ, we'll have the coverage tomorrow. We'll take a step aside. Of course, our upcoming matchup will be a boys semifinal between D-West and Axel. But real quick, let's get a recap of this one here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings, or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
Let Farmer State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmer State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmer State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmer State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Kansaland Radio.
Real quick recap there of our first matchup here at the Twin Valley Tournament for today's coverage. Our postgame show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. It's also our Player of the Game segment brought to you by the Farmer State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. The Centralia Panthers coming with the victory over Blue Valley 45-11 to move themselves on to the championship game tomorrow, which will have coverage here on 92.1 at KMZA for Centralia. The winner of our later matchup between Axel and Lynn to be decided. That game will get going at around 7:30 p.m. as our next matchup here coming up is our boys semifinal between Northwest and Axel. But Centralia, a dominant game over Blue Valley, forcing over 35 plus turnovers, not allowing more than 3 points in every single quarter, allowing only 2 points in the first and three in the second, third, and fourth in each individual one of those quarters, as again, Centralia led the half 26-5, and then at the end of the game, 45-11. The player of the game here by the Farmers State Bank is Hayden Kramer, who finished the night with 4 threes, 20 points, 4 rebounds, 5 steals, and 3 assists. But right behind her, don't forget Tava Gibbs' performance of 8 points and 12 rebounds. Again, the Centralia Panthers move on. They come up victorious 45-11 over Blue Valley. We take a step aside. We'll come back here in a bit, and we'll have Axel Boys and D-West here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.